This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
I have a degenerative eye condition.
Yummy.
Well, two degenerative eye conditions. I have pinguecula on all four sides of my eyes, which are like pink growths. Well, they're just growths. Wait. Yeah.
What is it called?
Pinguecula.
Pink growthulas.
And you wonder why you weren't let on Raya, dude. This is why. They don't let fucking pinguecula motherfuckers on Raya.
I was denied before the growths occurred.
They look at your profile. They see
Pinguekulon sounds like the production company that made Futurama. Pinguekulon. That's literally what that sounds like, dude.
This is bullshit. I mean, you guys are rose-colored corneas.
And then what's the other one?
Does it have a better name or not?
The other one is meibomian gland dysfunction.
Right.
Yeah.
Monday morning, quarterbacking. What did you guys realize in hindsight you could have done better this past weekend? Let's start with Marika.
How is this a good intro for a podcast?
What's that? Monday morning quarterbacking. It's our first
segment.
What
does that mean?
What do you mean? What does that mean? It's like Friday Night Lights, obviously. So, you know, the game went a certain way. The jocks didn't rock it. They lost.
Can you introduce the guests on the podcast?
Fine. Returning to the show after a months-long hiatus, Grayson K. Wise. And then there's Brad.
Hey.
So rude.
No, please welcome. Hey. Making his HeadGum Podcast debut is Brad Hild. Namaste. Brad, do you want to tell everybody what you do at the company or not? Yes, namaste.
Or not. I am an account manager on the sales team.
But what does that mean? Here. Like, a lot of people don't work in business.
I procure ad campaign renewals.
And Molly for
this show. And Molly for going. I'm the plug.
Yeah, at the end, plug me. That's cool. What's your ad? What's like an ad that you booked recently that you're excited about or not?
I mean, diet smoke is what I'm working on right now.
My foster cat just got on my lap.
Oh my god!
This is the cat that you're not keeping, though.
I cannot.
Why not? Responsibility.
No, she's 12 and rickety. I can't get attached
You're
to her.
You're going
to
kick an old cat out?
My therapist joked that I was running a cat hospice. So what do you think about that?
I want to see lift up the cat.
Oh. Hate the chest hair in the background.
Yeah.
The open kimono. Lead.
Aw, so many animals.
In terms of fur. Venus in or otherwise. Brad,
nice.
I know what you're talking about, man. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
The play.
Leopold von, what's his name? Massock?
I don't know.
Yeah, Massock, because that's where masochism comes from. Anyway.
Really? I haven't tracked anything that's been going on since this started.
And you know that
you
that's
lost me
be...
at quarterbacking.
Yeah.
That was the first thing.
No, like, was there anything you could have done better this weekend that you're realizing now in hindsight? It's 2020.
Mm. I started doing my hair too late on the weekend. It would have started earlier.
Somebody French braided my hair a week ago to the day.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I said, mm-hmm.
I would love to get your thoughts. Here it is. Great photo.
Ellie. Wow. It looks like a good French braid. Okay. I can't see what it looks like when you're facing forward, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, but
I have a photo of that.
All right.
Can we see the frontal? That would be great.
They're a 360 video.
Oh, it's good. I like it.
Good hat.
Yeah, the hat makes it.
Grayson, anything you could have done better this weekend?
I asked a girl out on a date and she said no. So
why?
You know what? Let's get her on. Can I send her the link?
How could anybody say no to you?
Listen, you and I are on the same page. Just shocking. So that happened. I could have done that better. You know.
Well, yeah. How did you do it? Because now I'm starting to worry.
With a carrier pigeon, how else would I do it?
Yes. No, you don't send an animal. You never send a bird.
You say, of course, you send a bird.
Ellie.
I would never send a mammal, but a bird. Can you focus?
I'm trying. She loves to be on my lap, and I can't do it. Not today, Brad. Right?
I thought she was rickety.
She's pretty athletic, actually. No, here she comes. Yeah, there she is. All right, come on. This is not good for audio. She doesn't understand like the ins and outs of fucking oral.
I can't hear her, so it's fine.
Brad, did you ask your wife out on a date and she said yes or no?
I mean, no, but I did bury my turtle in my front yard.
Aww.
I've been fostering a turtle.
There's no
and
way.
I could have done that better.
You've been fostering a turtle. Don't foster reptiles, I would say.
He, let's see, a month ago wandered into the yard and I was feeding him lettuce, strawberries.
Lettuce berries, or shredis? I'm sorry to even ask.
Shredis and lettuce. Okay. And he died on Friday. And it was a shallow grave, so I could have done that better, I guess.
Actually, genuinely incredible timing on that.
Jeff. Yeah.
You could have dug a deeper grave for a turtle.
Yeah.
Is he like sticking out of the top?
Are you
like
kidding me, man? Don't you get what's happening? Clearly something is happening. She doesn't care.
She doesn't like turtles.
Oh my god, the keyboard is like the most important thing, dude.
That was easy.
Please explain.
Was that you or the cat?
That was not me or the cat, Brad.
I found my own soundboard here.
These are all like knockoffs of the same sound.
Yep.
How far in advance did you plan this? Disgusting voice.
This morning.
Bazinga!
Oh, no. Oh, I knew Marika would hate that.
Damn!
We have to keep moving on. Are you kidding me? All right. Jesus.
Nice.
I'm thrown by this. Let's keep it going with everybody's bond of the week. Grayson, I'm not sure if you know, but basically every week until the next James Bond is cast, we're going to be lobbing up our picks for the next 007.
Yeah, I've done this before and I'm prepared.
He edits the video podcast.
Every week.
Every week.
This week my pick is Shawn Michaels. Imagine James like doing sweet chin music on a fool.
Who is Shawn Michaels?
He's like a former WWF wrestler. Wrestler, really.
Okay.
I feel like a Godfather villain right now. Silk robe, yeah, black cat.
I mean, one of those things is you could have avoided, which was the robe, obviously.
And
which was the cat.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could have avoided the cat.
If she could just sit on my lap and relax, I could fucking get on with this. At least now I have an excuse for why this episode's going to be horseshit.
That's a good attitude.
I'm going to go Lewis Hamilton, Formula One driver.
That would be really fun.
Take a steep career change.
Does James Bond do a lot of car chases in the movies?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes. So that he would certainly be ready for that.
100%. And he's also, James is usually running from someone, and so is Lewis.
He has a lot of demons. Okay.
No, he's just always in front and like just, you know.
Well, not anymore.
Not this season. That's for damn sure. Brad, Bond of the Week.
Kermit the Frog.
I would love that.
Yes.
Muppet Christmas Carol style adaptation style. Mm-hmm. Michael Caine as...
He's not in James Bond.
Scrooge.
But so it's not just, it's just a Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
But with James Bond.
Let's hear your best, the name is James Bond in a Kermit voice.
James Bond.
You fucked it up, even with the voice being fine.
The voice was perfect, but the line was perfect.
Yeah.
I've never seen a James Bond movie.
Major key alert, never bite off more than you can chew. Have the foresight to know what to do.
Well, you did ask him on the spot, so.
He knows that it's Bond of the Week, all right? It's sort of a cultural touchstone in our company.
Totally.
Union Square Ventures
you
did
don't
a-
make cultural touchstone. No, just kidding. I was going to be nice and say you kind of do, but never mind.
Union Square Ventures made a present...
This is gonna make no sense to the audio listeners.
Jeff's foster cat is fully the only thing in the frame. All it's right. Just fur.
Don't know.
What a little scamp.
Cheek.
I admire her.
No. Okay.
Jesus Christ. Grayson, Bond of the Week.
Covalent.
Who?
Nice.
Covalent Bonds.
I'll give you that one. That was
next
good.
Segment. Yep. Yeah.
Brad, let's talk about dating in Portland.
Oh my God.
Okay. Been married for 6 years, but all right.
What are like the spots? Like, where do you take bae? Stumptown coffee for like the morning? Get a little breakfast sandwich.
I'm more of a heart coffee type of guy.
Really?
Yeah.
What about what was that Pips. One? What's that?
Pips.
Is that a coffee shop or a restaurant?
It's a donut place.
Ooh.
On Fremont.
Mm.
Hmm. Chai.
Oh, where on Fremont?
Near the one of the Starbuckses.
I know that usually the show isn't good, but this is really bad. All right, I guess that's dating in Portland. Let's have a moment of silence. Let's have a moment of silence for Terry Melcher.
Who?
Terry Melcher.
Don't just say it louder.
He was a producer. He created the California Sound.
And
okay,
he died in 2004, and nobody's fucking talking about it.
So are we taking a moment of silence?
Moment of silence, man.
Okay,
you never interrupt. That's not your time to shine. By the way, Wise.
So
how long is it,
Marika? Kidding me?
I just wanted to know how long the moment of silence needs to be.
We feel it out. Like a couple beats.
If it's long, I'll like get up and maybe get some water or something.
You know, Marika, a moment of silence is not your time to shine, by the way.
It's not me shining. That's just me multitasking. But
I thought you were shining.
Thank you.
A moment of silence for Terry Melcher.
That was easy.
Full steam ahead, obviously. All I saw a New York Times headline today that said, my marriage has a third wheel, our child. Let's talk about it. Do you guys want to have kids? And if so, how many would you have? And if you have one, how do you make sure that that kid isn't like a fucking drag?
A third wheel.
Well,
is anyone on the pod right now an only child?
Kind of. Or I have like half siblings that I didn't really grow up with.
Mm. Okay.
So do you consider yourself an only child? And she is looking at me to get back on my knee. do you consider yourself an only child?
I think yes, just given like I was the only one living in the house with my parents. So for that reason, kind of.
Did you feel like a third wheel at times?
I guess so. I feel like if, I don't know, I specifically remember I never watched the Lord of the Rings movies because my parents wouldn't let me, and they watched them by themselves, and I remember not being allowed to, so.
Wow.
That.
And you were like 16 at that point, right?
This was last month.
Yeah. No, I don't think I ever felt like a third wheel.
Okay. Because this is what Sylvie's parents said. Here's a typical weeknight scenario in our household. My husband, Tom, our 9-year-old daughter, Sylvie, and I feel like ordering in. And after a lengthy debate, we decide on pizza. Later, while the three of us are eating pepperoni slices and playing Bananagrams, Sylvie reminds Tom that our wedding anniversary is coming up and offhandedly mentions that my favorite flowers are peonies. After a few rounds of the game, we consider a movie. Sylvie proposes Escape from New York, a film that has piqued her curiosity after hearing her father repeatedly imitate Kurt Russell as Snake Plissken. I'll look it up on Common Sense Media to see if it's appropriate, she volunteers, opening my computer. Unfortunately, she reports gravely, it's for ages 16 and up. Except for a severed head, Sylvie reads aloud, there's little explicit gore. An atmosphere of cynicism and darkness pervades, including a negative depiction of a U.S. president. Yee. So, like, in that scenario, Brad, what would you do with your boo? Like, is 16 and up, can she handle it? Do you know?
If we had a 9-year-old who wanted to watch Gangs of New York specifically, yeah. But learned that it wasn't age appropriate.
Yes.
I can't tell what your reaction
also, yeah,
is.
There's can a you cat be clear? In your face. Because you
not
said
where you should be.
The question that he asked was basically, can your wife watch Age or Escape from New York? That's how he phrased the question.
We've never seen it and we don't want kids.
Wow. So you
no.
sort of made a mockery of this entire prompt, huh?
Yeah.
I guess it's the Hild show today.
Yep.
Let's hear another one of your sounds.
Hold on.
I guess also don't ask me because I don't want kids.
That's what she said.
Grayson, do you want, for lack of a better term, Rugrats?
I would love Rugrats, but only if they were specifically the actual Rugrats.
So you want animated characters as your kin?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's what
Tommy Pickles.
That's not a Rugrat.
The other ones.
It is a Rugrat. But I really
Tommy Pickles is the main one.
I know. But what if... We do have to take a quick break, mostly because of ads.
I think all turtles just carry salmonella. I learned
this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you?
And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Learned that. I've learned a lot about turtles recently.
And we're back. Brad, what were you saying? You're saying all turtles carry salmonella?
Yeah, I learned that recently.
And that's what you want to bring to the show?
I didn't think we were on the show. Marika was asking me how I was dealing with the loss of Ichigo, which was his name, the turtle.
Ichiro Turtzuki.
What's the next segment, man?
Oh, fuck me.
No.
HeadGum loses out on one Stranger Things podcast and gets another. We booked a brand new show.
Don't talk about this. Don't talk about this at all.
And the Duffer Brothers weren't wise to it at all, Grayson or otherwise.
No, absolutely don't.
And so what I thought we could do...
I cannot speak to this.
...was do our own Stranger Things pod.
I've never seen
this
show.
This one being, for copyright purposes... Stranger Thongs.
Oh, this is worse.
God.
This is Stranger Thongs. So basically, we're going to look at some thongs and decide which is the strangest. Here we go. This is sort of a
absolutely
head-to-head matchup. Okay,
oh
first
God
one. My shaved box under here versus... Harvard Law, just kidding, it's Yale.
Is it
my shaved box
I think,
under
I guess
here?
Harvard Law is stranger slash better.
All right. Harvard Law, just kidding, it's Yale versus same penis forever.
I mean, that's... There's so many things you can insinuate from seeing that.
Right.
Whose penis? Is this a bachelorette party thing?
That would be a good bachelorette party.
Harvard Law is still the strangest.
Yeah.
You think that's still the strangest thong?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's okay. No easier. I tried four different ways how to do this. Here we go. Harvard Law just getting to Yale versus I like Bush, which is vaguely political.
Which one?
President?
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's open to interpretation. I feel like I would be most jarred if I saw this. I'm like, oh, do you... Is that like a grooming thing? You pull the thong back, cleanly shaved. So I don't know what to think.
I still don't think anything is weirder than Harvard Law at the moment.
All right.
Yeah. I disagree, actually.
Really?
I disagree. I think if this is Bush 41, then I think it is weirder than Harvard Law. But if it's Bush 43, then I do think that Harvard Law is still weirder.
You can't tell based on like the font.
Is the Harvard Law one officially licensed?
I don't know if you're trying to like catch them in some kind of like copyright infringement, trademark infringement, but I think maybe don't worry about it.
Noted.
That was one of the rudest sentences I've ever said on this show. All right, what's the consensus? Three votes.
I'm voting for I like Bush, and okay. I hate that sentence coming out of my mouth.
Brown?
I'm still Harvard Law. I think that's...
Yeah, same.
Wow. All right.
Sorry.
Harvard Law, just kidding, it's Yale, versus don't play with your food. And by the way, this isn't like a low-res photo. This is like 1080p by 1080p. It's just blurry.
The thong is blurry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like all of the other ones have some sort of insinuation.
Innuendo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the Harvard Law one is like, what does this have to do with anything?
Just kidding. It's Yale. What's Yale? Your vagina? What are we even talking about? You didn't catch me. Thoughts? Hild? Wise?
I think Marika's right.
Yeah.
All right. Harvard Law, just kidding, it's Yale, versus coffee, because I can count the number of hours I slept last night on one hand.
Yeah, this one's weirder.
It's
we finally
verbose.
Did it.
So verbose. Why is the font so small?
Well, they have to fit it. There's only a certain printable area on clothing.
Also, I feel, isn't like coffee a diuretic, which just feels like a weird
white weird thing underwear to too.
Extra dehydrated.
All right. So we
that one's weirder.
This one's weirder.
Yeah.
All right. Coffee because I can count the number of hours I slept last night on one hand versus I have a headache.
Did you make this one?
This is in one of my personal collection.
I still think that
I choose this one.
I still think this one is too sexual.
I feel like it's very not sexual.
Well, yeah. I think there's like the...
It's almost saying, stop, I have a headache.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, that's... But it's still like I feel like that's like
it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it help that it's written in Comic Sans?
Yes.
Like a little bit, yeah.
I feel like this... I mean, this could be sexual innuendo. It could be like, I'm aching for head.
Nice.
The next one.
So what do we decide?
I personally am sticking with coffee.
Coffee. All right. Coffee because I can count the number of hours I slept last night on one hand versus the thing thong, foot/swimwear.
I have one of those.
There's no way.
Okay. I was really thrown off by what foot/swimwear means, but footwear/swimwear. Obviously, this one's weirder.
That's what they said in the funding meeting. I think it's important to disclose your business ties on the internet. I do have a 30% stake in Thing Thong. So, Brad, Grayson, Marika, if you guys want any free product, just let me know.
No.
Really?
I mean, I told you I already have one.
That's what I like to hear. My one complaint, and this is something that, like, I feel like a lot of people with penises talk about, not enough support. You know what I mean? Not enough support.
Yeah, is that, man. Sorry, is that a complaint about the Thing Thong, or is that a thing, the Thing Thong?
Penises in general.
solves.
Just a penis problem, or?
It's a complaint I have about the Thing Thong.
What kind of flip-flop is it on the other side? Is it the thong style on the other side, or is it the slide style?
Glad you asked. There's two styles, slide and other.
Meaning?
The other one is sort of like, yeah, like I guess like a thong.
Okay.
So thong?
Yeah.
It's a thong, yeah.
So you can basically sort of, are you guys familiar with the Baldo?
Like, no. What?
Oh my God. We got to talk about the Baldo. Here we go. Sorry. I should have brought this up at the beginning. I'm so embarrassed, Brad. Well, okay, first of all, Thing Thong.
This is weirder. This one's weirder. Yeah.
Shout out to the Thing Thong. But now it's time to talk about the Baldo. With 3 years of development and testing and over 100 prototypes being made, the Baldo is now refined to deliver maximum pleasure. So sex will never be the same again. Let's watch this quick instructional video.
No.
So it's the world's first ball dildo. Tip no wider than most penises, which for them is a selling point. I feel like if you're gonna have ball sex, you should probably have it be bigger.
So loud, right?
Sorry, yeah.
So loud.
I can't affect that.
You definitely can.
There's
a volume control.
Marika, basically what you do is you slide your sack in between the two divots. And yeah, so they're trying to make 2021 the year of ball sex. So that's the Baldo. And then here's
did they succeed?
An instructional. So you gotta, first of all, you have to trim your ball hair and then lube up.
No.
And then you stretch the Baldo over your balls, stretch the spacer rings, and then insert into your partner. So why did I bring this up?
Nobody asked you to.
I could have said I was busy today.
We have more to get to. Another headline from today. Elon Musk threatens to pull out of the Twitter deal unless he gets more information about fake accounts and how Twitter, monitors that, cracks down on it. And basically this letter that was sent to the, I believe the SEC, said that Mr. Musk had repeatedly requested more information about how, Twitter measures spam and fake accounts. And he issued an ultimatum basically saying if he doesn't get this information, he's out, which I personally would love. So I thought we could here right now come up with a couple fake accounts to sabotage the deal, because he's kind of getting this for pennies on the dollar in terms of what I think Twitter is worth.
I thought that he had already backed out. Did he back in again?
This, I mean,
Baldo listen. Style.
I don't even know if that makes sense. What do you mean back out, like thrusting?
They said insert, penetrate.
Brad, how do you fuck?
You don't have to answer that.
Oh, the Baldo music starts playing. hold on, let me shave my balls.
On an anniversary night. 6 years, huh? What's the fucking secret, man? You're what, 31?
30.
30. What's the secret to happy wife, happy life?
Don't get divorced.
Okay.
Don't hate each other.
Well.
We got those going.
Do you guys like make time to still like date?
Mm.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Why are you sad?
No, I'm not sad. I'm just like thinking about shit.
You got kind of choked up reading the Elon Musk thing too. Is everything all right? Or
I was hoping
you're calling the cat.
Got to him.
I was hoping if I, I'm hot and baldered. What about Baldo Dash? So it's like pandemonium with Baldos.
It's really
Fuck
good.
You guys. Mr. Musk is still part of the deal, Marika.
Okay,
I don't know where you get your news, but he might pull out if they don't provide more. If they don't provide more information. And I think the more fake accounts, the higher the chance he pulls out. Baldo style.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
Why are there two versions? Ellie, you're 12. You were born in 2010.
Aww.
Okay, buddy, you gotta go. She can't take the hint because I've done that. And she almost ended the meeting. That's why this is unacceptable. Fake accounts. All right.
Yeah,
it's
fake
taking
accounts.
Fucking 3 minutes to get into this.
What is a fake account?
I don't know. Like, what about something run by a bot or not? So, like, what if Brad, you, well, I guess Grayson, you have more like tech wise wisdom. What if you created a, no, dude, no. What if you created an account that sort of, multiplied in terms of spam tweets that aren't good to read?
That sentence was pointless.
I mean, with that, clearly the first one should be a Jeff quote spam bot. Potentially just a dictionary that's created of anything Jeff has ever said, and then sentences are pieced together, and half of them will just read as any sentence he says usually does, which
and
is bad.
If if we do that and it works and Musk pulls out, I'm gonna call every past lover STI style and say, "Who you don't?" And you said I wasn't
like,
powerful,
like the show Scrotal Recall.
There's a show called Scrotal Recall.
It was. I changed it to Love Sick, but the first season was called Scrotal Recall, and I refused to call it otherwise.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
Brad, do you have any ideas for fake accounts that could get... Okay, now she's pawing at my dick. I don't know how else to put it. I just looked down, and there was like, these are my thighs, and you just see...
Well, I feel like most bots are like, click here for like sexy photos. Click here to see my online. What if it's cats pawing it?
I'm sorry to even say, but cocks.
Dicks.
Click
here to see my pussy.
Marika, you've been at the company the longest of the four of us, I'm pretty sure. And I know that there's been like a lot of new hires recently, and a lot of that has included like group meetings, like Zooms, where everybody kind of gives them the A-OK. Yes, we want to work with this person. Brad, did you do one of these?
Yeah, I am the new hire. I'm newest one of.
I want to know who was on that call, because
Marika was there.
Okay, Marika, do you have any regrets? Let's Monday
after
morning quarterback
the sentence
Brad's
that he just said.
After him saying pussy, the most unsure I've ever heard anyone say that.
No, I don't think so.
All right. That's good. That's got to be a vote of confidence.
Jeff, do you mind if I ask Brad a question?
Yeah,
just for a second. Great. Brad, after joining this Zoom call, do you have any regrets?
You definitely need to ask about HR stuff.
There isn't one.
Yeah. I guess it's good that I said pussy then.
Not good.
I mean, maybe not good, but yeah, fine.
Not, yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Any more fake accounts? Because that's all I had today, guys.
I gave you gold.
So
we
bad.
Just wax. Grayson, what else is up in your love life? You said that you asked a woman out on a date. She said no. How is, like, how's your cock? How's your heart?
Yeah, definitely. I'll think of more fake accounts.
Can I ask a question about the date? Did you have one planned? Like, did you say it with, like, this is what it would be, or no?
Oh, it's, I mean, it's so much more complicated than that. Jeff knows how these things go.
Why?
Right, Jeff?
I don't know if you're referencing something real in my life or if you just, I don't think asking someone out
I just didn't
want
to be, I didn't like to be sort of singled out in that moment. And I felt like I needed a friend to say, like, I understand what you're going through.
Yeah,
and you just absolutely hung me out to dry. I just needed some amount of support.
No, I don't get it at all. Let's hear it.
Okay. What if there was a Twitter account that, like, took things that were said on this podcast out of context, you know, and sort of posted those.
You said that so like it was an original idea. I'm actually impressed.
Thanks. I just thought of it. So
either you're a good actor or you don't know about it.
You're either a good actor or very stupid.
That was easy.
What's new in your life, Jeff? Aside from this cat.
I don't know if anybody cares to hear about that.
Great. She just asked.
Oh.
Well, Brandy, I'm going on vacation, so that's exciting for me.
Where are you going?
To France and to Montreal.
The two most French places in the world.
How long am I gone?
Yeah.
Until the 20th. So... catch y'all
later.
Do you think
HeadGum will still be afloat by the time you come back?
I hope so, because if not, that would be terrible.
You take 1 2-week vacation and the company.
I made an extensive out of office document. Grayson will be posting the podcast in my absence.
Slash
we'll
honor.
Be okay. And,
not
yeah.
this one, but
not this. Well,
absolutely
this
not
one.
This.
No, you'll have to, unfortunately.
I haven't missed
you'll
a week
in
like a month. I'd like that to go on record, but yes.
What do you
historic.
What do you mean
posting?
You
it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I. But you don't post the video. I post the video. So
I post the video.
You definitely don't.
When you're gone.
He has a separate YouTube account.
I don't know where it goes, but I definitely post it. Brad, Grayson, you guys are both handsome. Brad, you're not single, but are you looking to thringle? Portland.
How did we get back here?
Out of some freaks.
It is.
I gave us
Portland,
a perfect opportunity to talk about something else, aka me.
What are you looking forward to on your trip? You're going to the Montreal Grand Prix.
Going to Canadian Grand Prix and the 24 Hours of Le Mans. Also going to Disneyland Paris, which will be fun.
You're going to Paris,
that.
France, and you're going to Disneyland.
Did you see that video that went viral recently of the couple the guy is proposing to his girlfriend at Disneyland Paris, and then one of the employees like comes in and stops the proposal. He like takes the ring from him.
I didn't watch the video, but I did see that pop up on my feed and was
the
like
Frenchest oh thing I've ever heard.
But why?
Yeah. Do you know why?
Because I don't know, maybe you have to pay extra to get engaged in Paris.
I'd believe it. I fortunately won't have to deal with that. So just gonna go to the park, go on
you
that crush's coaster, have a grand old time. And also do some other Paris things. Jeff is upset now, so we don't have to talk about me anymore.
I'm just listening. I'm trying to take a back seat. I can't help
He fully disconnected from the
You're
conversation.
You're really good at it.
Yeah.
Are you going to go to Francesca's, the hot chocolate haunt?
In Paris?
Yeah. Did you just Google that?
Isn't that?
No.
I thought, I know there's one that's like Angelique's or something. I don't know.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. No, there's one in New York, so I probably won't.
I was in New York for 4 months. Why didn't you tell me?
You never go to Manhattan, like rarely.
I went to Manhattan.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's up by Bryant Park.
I was there. What? Oh God, buddy. What else?
What else? What?
What do you mean?
What if you take a French lover? Right. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Marika, how's your
and pussy?
Insert Brad saying pussy. That I feel uncomfortable saying. Plugs.
Don't make me say it.
That's why I didn't say it. You said it.
Oh,
this
my
is
God.
A meeting. This is an entire meeting.
Yeah.
Marika's going to have to zoom in from fucking.
I'll be in my tent at Le Mans.
You have an IWC and a Richard Mille, one on both wrists.
Plugs,
yeah.
Fucking follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Letterboxd at Marie Galon. Listen to Keeping It Rel with Young Wayne, new podcast hosted by Lil Rel Howery, which is really
so
exciting.
Funny.
Super funny. Also, a new to the network, but not new podcast, Too Scary Didn't Watch. It's a podcast where people talk about scary movies, and if you don't like them, like I don't like them, you can just listen to other people talk about them, which is good. That's all I got.
Wise.
You can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Gray K Wise, and it's too late, but just don't watch this podcast. Don't turn this off.
Yeah.
Turn it off right before Brad's plug.
Yeah.
Build?
Instagram, I guess. Just in general.
You're plugging the social media on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's like the one thing everyone has.
Yep. They needed that.
Me specifically is Brad the Human.
Yeah.
And take care of your turtles because you never know what could happen.
That actually made me kind of emotional. Brad has a Vespa. My plug is that I want to get a Vespa, but I have to take motorcycle. What's that?
Because you can come buy mine.
Yeah,
I'm selling
it. Oh, really?
Yeah. To you.
Right, but I have to get my motorcycle license in California.
I don't have one.
Yeah, California is like the only state where you need a motorcycle license to have a moped.
You need one in Oregon, too.
Hmm. You're going to get a moped? Cue Downtown by Macklemore.
I forgot about that. Grayson will never forget because he had to work a full extra day to shoot the intro to the live show that we did in New York. No, I found this vintage fucking Vespa Grand Piaggio. Okay.
You should just
sold.
Save your money, I think.
I'm not good at that. I'm fully convinced I'm going to come into like, I buy scratchers.
A windfall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll
you know
be
what
winsome.
You might like? You know what you might like? A retirement account.
Mm.
Like a Roth? Is that a Roth IRA?
Maybe a Roth IRA.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had that?
No. How do you do that?
Well, you know how you were buying and selling stocks and stuff?
Yeah.
Like in those same places.
Like what is it called? Steamboat? Not Steamboat. Robinhood?
No, I don't think Robinhood does it.
All right. We'll do a whole finance episode next week. Yeah. But you know
don't ask me, but I at least know that much.
Well, you'll be gone.
Yeah.
So you won't have to sit through that. True. But namaste to you three and to all the listeners as well. At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Boyardee on Twitter. Almost at 10,000 followers, so please tell your friends because I really need a win. We'll see you guys again next week.
You need a win?
Holy shit.
I'm just saying. The out of context Twitter has more followers than I do.
Fine. Then my plug is to follow Marika at Marika Elon.
Yeah.
And if she happens to be followed by somebody named Jeff, also follow. Because there's no limit. Let's end this shit. That's Dawes, folks. We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Shout out. Jill. Fire Island, actually.
Great
I was
movie.
Trying to think of the most random
person. End the show.
Did this end?
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.